If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everyone. I'm Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and we are the Jersey Podcats.
Yay! And we're laughing already because I tried to be cute and wear this, like, reindeer thing, because this is our holiday one-year episode celebration. Woohoo! But the way the camera is set up, it just looks kind of like I have green devil horns on. I don't know what's going on.
And I'm wearing goofy glasses. They're almost Elton John-ish.
Yes, very much so. I love it. And then we have a Loki in the corner of my screen, too, staring off into space because I kicked him off my computer. So now he's upset with me because he likes to sit on it because it's warm. Do you have any cats hanging out in your room right now?
I don't. You know what? I put the wrong cat on my table. I'm supposed to put my Christmas cat and I put my St. Patrick's Day cat.
That's okay. It's green. It counts.
It's green. It's close. It looks cute. It's got red stars on the bottom.
I just love that you have a Christmas cat though.
Yeah, I do have a Christmas cat too. I have lots of cat statues. What about you?
I actually don't have that much. And it's funny because people always want to buy me cat stuff. And I'm like, I hate cat stuff. It's stupid. But then every once in a while, I'll see something. I'll be like, I want that. But it's usually like a sticker or something. And then I don't actually stick it on anything because then I can't make up my mind on where I want to put it. So I just have like a drawer of stickers.
Well, the next time we shoot an episode, I think I might range all my cat statues around me so people can see what a crazy cat lady I am.
There we go. And maybe by then you'll have your Max picture up there. Because I know you've been going back and forth. You've been dropping some hints to the children about a Christmas gift.
Yes. Well, Max, yes, we definitely need to get a picture of Max up there. Something with a very stout body to match his very stout body.
That's not a bad idea at all. And yeah. So now today, this is our 52nd week in a row. We're celebrating 1 year of our podcast that all started with whom?
With poor little Max scratching his face off. And he's better now. He's still itching a little. He started itching a little more now. We wonder if it's because it's dry. So we up the humidity on our furnace. He's still on cyclosporine and Zyrtec and a steroid. And here's the funny thing is I had to take Cushy to the vet and I went to my regular vet, but it was a rotating vet. He really needed a shot because he was really congested and he gets a shot of Covina and then it lasts for like 3 to 6 months and then he's fine. And this young vet says to me, well, have you ever thought about giving your cat Zyrtec?
Oh my gosh. And you're probably like, where were you a year ago when I started figuring this out for myself?
It's like, I wrote the book on giving a cat Zyrtec.
Well, I'm really glad that he's doing better. And I just tried shrinking my chair down. I don't know if I can sit like this for the whole time, but I'm going to try just because it looked like I was towering over you for anybody who's watching on YouTube.
Yeah, well, Danielle's closer to her computer and I'm a little further back. Yeah. So, yeah, that's funny. So, yeah, so he's doing fine and Cushy's fine and Lily's fine. One thing we're finding with Cushy is he's getting older now. He's like 12 and a half years old now, almost 13. And for some reason, when my cats get older, they get a lot more affectionate. Hmm. And he's hanging out on he used to just be my cat. And now he's hanging out with Lindsay and my husband. And he's just gotten a lot more affectionate. And Lily is getting a little more affectionate. She's only two and a half, three. So I think,
you know, I could say the same about Loki, because in the beginning, he's always been very playful, always wants to play. And not that he wasn't affectionate, but he's more of an admirer from afar and like rub your leg when he wants something. But now he'll come asking for affection.
Oh, that's
so he's
nice.
Getting older too. But we actually, speaking of Loki, we had like a terrible scare. For those who have been listening to other episodes before, we did an episode talking about the dangers of plants and toxicity for animals. And I bragged about how I'm very safe with them. And, you know, we do have a poisonous plant in my house, but it's always kept up high and hanging so no one can get to it. Well, there was an accident where we were rearranging plants and refreshing flower pots and doing all the watering. And the not safe plant wound up on the counter. And Loki got into it. And I'm sharing this story because it was terrifying. He got very sick. He was throwing up every couple of hours. We couldn't get him to stop. We couldn't get him to keep food or water down. He was not really responsive. We checked with the vet. They said because he didn't actually digest it, he was just chewing on the leaves, that the symptoms should start to subside in 24 hours. But if he didn't stop being sick or didn't kind of start to come to within a day or so, to bring him to an emergency vet. Thank goodness, about 22 hours in, he started picking his head up again. He was keeping water down. We got him to eat gravy treats. He still didn't like food. And also, they suggested giving him a small amount of an antacid. I forget which one it was, but I got it and cut it to the dosage they told me. But it was a couple of days where he was just like, his eyes were dilated. He just wasn't even picking up his head. He couldn't keep food on. And I know I'm going on and on, but like, it was terrifying. So please, 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 with it being Christmas season, just because the plants are cute, do not bring them in your house if they are toxic. You just don't know.
Well, I think poinsettias are toxic, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And there's like lily plants are toxic. And the one we have had a really weird name, but it looked like grass. So he went to go chomp on it. And it was not grass and it was not safe for him to chew on. He was like foaming and drooling. Oh, it was awful. Oh
God, that's terrible.
So I went around my house with my plant app and I checked every single plant again to make sure that there was nothing else in my house. And we found one other plant that said it was toxic, even though they never touched it. Went right in the trash.
Yeah. Cats are more important than plants.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm off my soapbox now. What else do you have going on in your house with your kitty cats?
Not much. We're not getting number four. I mean, I did kind of want a number four, but I think we're pretty stable right now. One thing that has happened that's pretty cool is it seems like Kushi is initiating some play with Max.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Max has wanted to play with Kushi for a long time. After Kushi got the Covina shot, he felt so much better, and he started playing with Max. So Max was laying on the sofa, and Kushi came by and actually reached up and, like, patted him, which is good. And they've been running through the house and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know what this winter's going to be like, because it's freezing cold, then it's warm, then it's raining, then it's,
looking that up, because you brought that up on one of the previous episodes of, like, are the animals acting like it's winter time? Is it going to be an early big winter? And I still can't find any info on that.
I know. And so I don't know if they're going to be stuck in the house for 2 or 3 months, you know, and have to figure out ways to entertain themselves and start playing more, or what's going to happen. But
well, I can tell you what not to do. Don't leave too many toys out at night, because then if they do get bored, mine started dragging them up the stairs and like leaving them in my bedroom and like telling us to wake up. So I'm selective of what toys they're allowed to play with during nighttime. And yes, I am a grown up who just called it nighttime.
Well, when any person gets up in my house, the cats decide that it's time for me to get up too. And so no matter what time it is, if Lindsay gets up, she's working now and she's working weird shifts. It's, oh, okay, it's time for mom to get up. Lindsay's up. It's
like, so is that part of their morning routine? They like have a set process of like where they go in the house, like how they wake you up.
They may roam the house a little at night, but when it comes time for me to wake up, they are all in my bedroom. Kushi and Lily are on the bed, and Max is usually laying on the floor near it. Sometimes he's on the bed too. And we all go downstairs, and they've had food out all night long because they have their dry food out. And they might go and nibble on their dry food, but they all just kind of hang out. Sometimes they want to go outside for 5 minutes. And then I'll give them a little bit of wet food. And, you know, most of the time now, they just like show it the tail, turn and walk away. They're like, we've been eating dry food all night long. We don't need this wet food.
Yeah, mine all want the wet food, but we got to a point where they finally were all eating the same thing. And you're never going to guess. Now, none of them want it. So I actually have been trying to trick them and give them all something completely different, knowing they're going to go to the other cat's bowls. And then I just like move them around until all the food's gone. And well, it's been working so far.
That's good. I'll take one small fancy feast and divide it between the three of them so they each get just a little bite. They will, every once in a while, Kushi will lick his bowl clean, but they just like to leave the food sitting in the bowls. It's so frustrating because then I have to wash it down the sink, but they will eat the stew. They'll eat all of the stew and they still like that, but there's certain flavors they like now and certain flavors they don't, although Kushi's not as picky.
Yeah, and check the ingredients too, because I noticed the last time my cat stopped eating one of the brands, I looked and it looked like the ingredients had changed. So it could just take a little while for them to get used to the new one.
Yeah, that could be. I've been giving Kushi the senior brand cat food. It's got extra vitamins. He likes that. So,
huh. What about nighttime? So the reason I'm asking is because for those who have been following along, we have a foster cat named Luffy, named after Monkey D. Luffy. From One Piece, the show, which was after like comics and all that stuff. But I named him Puppy D. Luffy because he acts like a puppy dog, but he's a cat. And part of his nighttime routine is he waits till the entire house is quiet. And then he starts singing his bedtime song, like howling through the house into our bedroom, crying. And his cry is more of like a honking noise, which I've already done before. So I'm not going to do it again. Until somebody will start petting him, and then he likes to lick you. It's like part of his bedtime routine. And if we don't let him do it, he'll keep crying and singing. But then he starts licking your hand and then using your hand to clean his face. It's like adorable, but kind of gross at the same time.
Aww, so you're like a mama cat.
Yeah, so we nicknamed him Slimer because he gets all excited and he just wants to lick you and rub his face on you. And this is not a good selling point for people who don't like slimy kitty kisses. So,
yeah, well. But Max likes to nibble on me. He likes to just do these little nips, and he never breaks the skin or anything. They hurt a little bit. I think he thinks I'm another cat sometimes, and he wants to play. But yeah, he is something else.
Wow. So we have had over 50 guests. We did a couple solo episodes, and some of those were repeats. So let's say over 40 guests over the past year. We've had people actually contacting us asking to come back on, which we're excited about because we're going to be taking a winter break and, you know, recalibrate a bit, spend some time with our cats and our family for the holidays. I know Elizabeth is attending PodFest. You're excited about that, right?
Yeah, that's in January. So, yeah, that I'm hoping to learn a lot about that. We'll see about podcasting there. But I don't know, because I've been doing a lot of research in Danielle. Like, you've done a lot of research and you really see the trends coming before anybody else, I think, you know, with the whole YouTube stuff and everything. So I don't know if they're going to really shed a lot of light, but I'm interested to meet the people. I'm excited to hear what they have to say and then bring those whatever I find out back to make this podcast better, if possible. I don't know if we can make this better, Danielle.
I would say to streamline it more. How's that? Because I'm all about streamlining and that experience. Because obviously we can talk and have fun all day, but there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes for editing and posting and uploading and managing. And we've got the website and we've got the hosting account and we've got YouTube and Instagram and.
Right. There's a lot, you know, and my husband and I do Passage to Profit. It's a radio show. It's started on iHeart. It's nationally syndicated now. It's for entrepreneurs. And when we started out, I was doing everything and I couldn't keep doing it and work too. I don't know how you've been doing all this, Danielle. So we hired an assistant.
We are taking a break.
So we hired an assistant for Passage to Profit. And we had a guy on the radio show who said, oh, everybody should have a podcast. Well, now almost everybody does, it seems like. But the people were just kind of looking at him and he's like, well, look at these guys. I'm like, well, yeah, we have an assistant because we have full-time jobs, right?
That's funny.
It is fun to have a podcast, but it is a lot of work. And
it is. And actually, if I may, because I feel like this is one thing we could do a better job at, is asking for support. So for those who have not visited our website yet, if you go to thejerseypodcats.com or our Buzzsprout hosted site, thejerseypodcats.buzzsprout.com, you can actually click a button to support the show. Send us a couple bucks to help cover all the feeds of what we're doing. Help us caffeinate for the episodes when we're doing a ton of back-to-back recordings and to just keep making things fun and exciting for you guys.
Right. And honestly, one thing that I want to do, but we would need an input of cash to do it, which we don't have right now, is I would love to do some merchandise. And I know a guy that
people have actually been asking us about stickers and t-shirts. And I actually did talk to one of my friends who was going to start doing it for us, but it was just too many things going on at once. And we put a pause on that. But I agree. People want stuff with cats on it.
But we have to pay.
Even if they say they don't.
I know. We have to pay the people to make it. Yeah, but Danielle, the way that we do stuff, it would be very cool looking. It wouldn't be like dorky cat, right?
Yeah.
But so we would have to get people to do a production, money to do a production run. And we could do a small run at first to see if it works. But we can't really do it unless we get some backing or financing. So
yeah,
we'll see.
And then the other thing that we'd like to do is, you know, it was fun doing every single week. And we've had people say they loved listening in every week. We've had a lot of people say, oh, we love listening to the episodes, but, you know, we've only gotten to 7 of them so far. We still have to get caught up. So we're hoping that everybody takes some of the break time to get caught up on episodes. And we still want you to contact us and tell us what types of topics you like to hear. If you enjoy us talking about our cats, we had somebody write in saying they wanted to hear more about our lives. That's why I've been sharing more about our lives, even though I don't think mine's all that interesting. But yeah. I have some really funny cat stories all the time. And I did have someone say that they were laughing. I might have been more than one episode where Loki falls out of the sky practically because he's on the shelf above my head. I had somebody say that they were cracking up because they can picture, they weren't watching on YouTube, but they said they could picture the cat falling on my head while I was talking. So that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Well, yeah. So one thing I'm finding with my cats is Max and Kushi are still kind of in a battle over who gets mom. So many times I'm flanked by one on one side and one on the other side in the evenings when we're sitting around watching TV. It's the cat wars at our house, kind of.
Yeah. We took a Christmas picture, and this is related, but not at the same time. I just thought of it. Sorry. It just popped out of my mouth in my head. But we took Christmas pictures. My neighbor dresses up as the Grinch every year as part of their nonprofit that they have for collecting toys. So last year, I convinced Brian to sit on the Grinch's lap. And this year, he said, I am not sitting on some dude's lap. It's not happening. So we stood with the Grinch. Yeah. And then I took a bunch of pictures of my cats and superimposed them to make a Christmas card. So it looks like all the cats are around the tree with the Grinch, too. And Aww. The reason why I thought of it while you were talking is because some of the cats I couldn't get a picture of because they have their set spot. So I was like trying to move them to get like a nice picture. And they're looking at me like, no, this is my spot over here. But in my head, because I like to play with graphics, I'm like, but you're facing the wrong way. I need you facing this way. So I took the picture down. I don't know if you caught a glimpse of it. I put it online for a few minutes, but I took it back down because I want to play with it and edit it more. But my cats definitely have their set spots in the house and, you know, their set blankets they like to play with, the set toys, set everything.
Yeah, mine too. Well, one thing I've been doing, we made Christmas cookies last weekend. We decorated the Christmas trees. We have multiple trees throughout the house.
Do the cats help you cook? Because I saw the picture with Max took over your kitchen runner.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I opened up the cookbook to look and he was right there on top.
Yes. Yeah. And it was funny because Elizabeth was like, look at this runner I got from my kitchen. And I said, that's a typo. You mean, look at this runner I got for my kitty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Christmas one. He went and lay in the middle of it. That was so funny. He's so cute. So yeah, we've been doing a lot of cooking and still too much eating probably, but, and decorating and going out. We're going to try to get into New York to see the Rockettes this season.
Nice.
And have a nice dinner somewhere, see the tree. We were actually in there the day they lit the tree, doing the radio show in Uptown. So we weren't that far. We're like 5 blocks from where they light the tree. But they didn't light the tree till like 10 o'clock at night.
And so you were like, that's pajama and cat cuddle time.
Yeah, so we didn't hang around to see the tree lighting. But we'll go back in to see the tree lit up. We do that every year. We're going, do you go to see the tree, Danielle? Do you guys make it to New York?
So it's funny. I live close enough where I could easily just hop on the train and get to the city in like not a lot of time. I really don't go as much now that I live closer, which is kind of odd. When I used to live further away, we used to like make a big deal and plan a whole day or weekend to go. Right. But now it's always like, we can go. I don't know. I don't really enjoy the city as much as I used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we go every year. We go see the tree. We go to the top of Macy's and buy an ornament. We eat dinner somewhere. And we look at, so if you're up in Rockefeller Center where the tree is, Saks Fifth Avenue it was the first time I'd seen something like this where they have the lights streaming down the building across the street from them.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And the windows, I guess, are stretching quite a distance this year, like the decorated windows. So Macy's always does theirs up. Saks does theirs up. So we look at the windows too. So, but it's usually pretty crowded. So you don't really get a close up look, but it's fun.
What we do? We go to Great Adventure. We have Six Flags Great Adventure. Actually, the city's a lot closer for me than Great Adventure, actually. But we go there. They do Holiday in the Park. And we walk around freezing to death, holding hot chocolate. Nice. Some of the kids will still go on the rides and we'll kind of watch and hang out.
Yeah, they have the little pop-ups up at Bryant Park.
I've been there before. That's nice.
Yeah, those are really fun too. Like that little shops, you can buy stuff. They have food and stuff. They have pickles and they have all sorts of stuff. Yeah, that's fun to walk through. We like to walk through that too. But yeah.
Oh, and the other thing we were supposed to do, and actually Elizabeth was awesome and she joined my fundraising team and donated and her daughter was going to come. We were supposed to do the Jenga Ball Run for Arthritis this past weekend in Homedale, New Jersey. I was one of the honorees for having rheumatoid arthritis and helping with the fundraising and planning of everything. But unfortunately, I had a passing in the family, so I had services to go to this weekend. So that was the other Christmas thing that we were planning to do. But I'm sad that I missed it because I was really looking forward to it. But I was saying, knock on wood, the last three times you and I have tried to do something in person, something imploded. I know. It just didn't happen.
We don't live that far apart either.
We don't. But our schedules are just so busy.
Oh my gosh, my schedule is so busy. I had an appointment at the bank today and the girl had gone to lunch. And I have to say, I usually try to be pretty nice. I threw a hissy fit. Like I seriously did a checkers on the bank teller. She went and got the supervisor. She said, well, the supervisor can't really help you. The supervisor was behind a closed door. I was so upset. She finally went and got the supervisor and I got it taken care of. They could have helped me. But it's like, well, the girl's at lunch. Do you want to sit and wait till she gets back from lunch? I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, what does an appointment mean to you? I said the same thing to the supervisor. I was like, what was the point of this?
Man.
So, yeah.
So, let me ask you. And I'm putting you on the spot because I didn't ask you in advance. It just popped in my head again. I operate that way in case anybody hasn't noticed yet. What was your favorite episode so far this year?
I really like the guy that did the little folk tale, did the little video out of the folk tale, the little animated story.
I like that one too. That was good.
But that's hard because I liked William, who, was carting food around and getting cat food for strays. I don't know. We just had so many. It is so hard to pick. I loved a lot. And then the artists that we had on, we had so many incredible. Well, the one that we had on recently who takes your own cat's fur and makes a little miniature cat out of it.
Brianna. that's interesting. Yeah. I loved
you?
All of them.
Do you have a favorite?
So I don't know if it's just because of the mental space I was in when we recorded the episode and that Nicole is one of my very good friends and I know her journey, but my favorite is still when Nicole was on talking about how cats connect people and like how they're here to support you and how they bring joy to your life and all of that, because her cats got her through a tough time. And then also the fact that she had some things at the hospital when she was there with her own cats. Other people said, oh, I love cats too. And she actually made like a very close friend now just from them connecting over their love of cats.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we've had so many fabulous people that we've
so many that are fabulous that they've been repeats and they're already asking to come back again next time. So asking is because now I want to ask the listeners what your favorite episode is. So if you've been listening along, and I know a couple of you are going to answer, because whenever I ask questions, I have to like go back in my memory bank, because we sometimes record and post a couple weeks in advance, and I'll have someone message me something random, and I'll be like, oh, they must be talking about something I said on an episode. What did I say? To see what they're talking about. But I want to know, what's your favorite episode? What's your favorite topic? What do you love about the show? What would you like to see more? Because after we take our break, we're going to powwow together and see, what does the show look like moving forward? What kind of guests are we going to have on? How often are we going to be releasing? Because we're doing it for fun for us, but really it's for you guys too, and building that community we talked about. And I don't know if you saw, Elizabeth, but we made it over 100 members in our Facebook community group. We're at 101 now.
And we were up to 150 subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool too. Yeah. So 100's a big number.
I like that it's been going slowly up, because I don't want just people to join it for the heck of it. I hate when Facebook groups have like 6,000 people, but then it's complete silence. I'd rather have smaller group with people who love cats or love connecting with us or connecting with the people in our group and just sharing photos and stories and doing some uplifting things around cats rather than all the other nonsense that's going on in the world.
Well,
important stuff, but also nonsense in the world.
Gosh, what's going on right now is crazy. I would love to have an event. Now, I know, Danielle, those are a lot of work and they're very hard to do. Mm-hmm. But I would love to have an event.
So if and you're interested in that. Yeah.
Yeah. See us. If anybody's interested in attending an event. You know, we do have space, but it's up in Summit, which is mm-hmm. like an hour from you, Danielle. We can
use but if there's enough interest, we'd figure it out.
Yeah, we can use my husband's. Well, it's
you can even start with a virtual one and build that.
Yeah, we
can
start with the virtual one. And we could, yeah, and do a personal one. So, yeah, so the law firm, the building that my husband's law firm is in. So we have space there and we can do events there. It's half my building. So I get to use it if I want.
There you go.
And just so people can get together. Now, you can't bring your cats.
So I don't think they want to go then.
Each other. but yeah, people would be interested in just getting together. And I mean, I think in when I do events, what I like to do, if there's a group of people, I like to give everybody equal talking time. So even mm-hmm. though Danielle and I would be running it, we would want to let everybody talk about their cats, like everybody answer the same question and go around the room in a circle or something. Because I've been to events where only the leaders speak and maybe a couple of their friends get to speak. And I just feel like if somebody goes to an event, their voice should be heard, right? Unless there's like a million people there, then you can't.
Yeah, and it could be for something too. Like, we're obviously all cat lovers and we connect over our cats. But if there's something you need support with or questions, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you could always, everybody should bring a picture of their cat. Well, I'm sure if they have their
that's
phone.
Required for admittance. I mean, you know what? That's what we're forgetting. I think that's a good wrap up time is how many cat photos does Danielle have on her phone?
Yes.
You want to take a guess? Let's see.
I'm going to say 4,862. No?
9,939.
I was off by 50%. Oh my gosh.
Now, a prior guest said, well, that's not fair because she works with cat rescue. So she takes photos of those cats. Yeah, but that's only like 10%. The rest of them are just random cats I see out or my cats or my friend's cats. Like I have so many. If I look up selfie in my phone, a lot of those selfies are with my friend's cats.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So
it just makes me happy. Why not?
Yeah, I love cats, too. And
is there anything I'm forgetting?
I don't think so. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday.
Yes.
And we will see you next year in 2024 and with another set of people to talk to and another set of topics or revisit old topics if there's more interest. So let us know what you want to hear about.
All right. Sounds good. Well, until next time, website, all the jazz. Everybody knows what I'm going to say. Oh, we got a cat running by in my background. That was Tony. Everyone say hello, Tony. visit our website, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I think we're probably going to be focusing a lot of attention on YouTube. Right. And, you know, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.